This is Jennifer Olson doing an oral history interview for New England Music Library Association. Location is at the Fairmont Hotel in San Jose, California at the Music Library Association Convention on March 1st, 2013. The subject to be interviewed is Jim Farrington. How did you become involved with NEMLA?
Well, I was my first job out of library school. I went to library school at University of Illinois. I got my first job at Wesleyan University in Middletown, Connecticut, and got there in August, must have been August of 1986, started my job, and I started going to NEMLA meetings right away. I knew about chapters in MLA. I'd been to a national MLA convention the year before, so I knew that there were chapters. So I found out what the local chapter was, found out when they were meeting, and went to it, not knowing basically anybody in the chapter.
What effect has NEMLA had on your career?
Well, certainly while I was at Wesleyan, it was tremendous to have that kind of a support network of other music librarians. You know, you're at a small institution like Wesleyan, you're it. You know, there was only me. So I had nobody else to rely on, especially as a new young professional. Still learning, you know, what to do and how to do things and where to go to get things and all that stuff. It was invaluable to me to have a lot of local expertise and people that I could count on at the other institutions that were so close. And it's another nice thing about NEMLA is the fact that geographically it's a relatively small space, and so there's lots and lots of people to draw on, a lot of people you can count on that are not very far away.
Can you tell me about a particular NEMLA meeting that stands out for you?
It might even be the first NEMLA meeting that I went to. So this would have been the fall of 1986, was at Harvard. And so, like I said, I knew nobody. I just, you know, got in my car. This is how bad it was. So I, you know, this is long before the days of GPS or anything like that. I sort of got lost. I drove up to the Mass Turnpike, and then I like went the wrong way on the Mass Turnpike, and then I had to turn around, then go back, and I'm sort of driving like a madman. Finally got to Boston. Didn't really know how long it would take to get to places. You know, I was like, you look on the map, oh shit, it doesn't look that far away. But, and finally got there. I got there, you know, that the meeting hadn't started or anything, so I. You know, sort of go in, and the first person that shakes my hand is Mike Ox, you know, welcoming me to Harvard. He didn't know who I was from Adam, so it was a great meeting. It was just nice to be, you know, around a whole bunch of people, and they were all interested in who I was, you know, and, you know, here's a stranger in their midst. Oh, you're the new one at Wesleyan, you know, because I was at the time the first music librarian that Wesleyan had ever hired. So the fact that they had now a new music library colleague in the chapter was new and different. So that was funny. And the other thing that I remember about that meeting was actually trying to get out of there. It was the first time I had ever driven in Cambridge, and I swear to God, Cambridge is the worst place in the United States to try to drive. Oh my God! It was. I remember pulling out of the parking garage. We had been given directions how to get to this parking garage. We had not been given any directions on how to get out of the parking garage, and then how to exit the city. And this was like it was a Friday meeting, so it was probably five o'clock. Went trying to get, I'd never seen so much traffic in my life. And everybody was all on the street, all stopped. I had never had to do that before, and it was just kind of crazy. It took me seemingly forever to get home that night, but it was exhilarating. You know, it was such a fun meeting, such a fun time meeting all these people who, you know, over the course of my 12 years there, you know, many of them I came to call really, really good friends. So.
Would you like to tell me about other aspects for people in Nemla that are most memorable?
Oh, Nemla's full of colorful characters. Mickey Koth, for example, cataloger at Yale. One of my favorite people in the world. She's she's just always a pistol, and especially back then because she was relatively new into the field too. And we the two of us hit it off, and we just had some great times. We had some great times after the meetings too. We'd oftentimes say, oh, it's time for happy hour, so go find a place and get some pizza and beer and whatever and just had a great time. Let's see, other people in the chapter. Of course, there was my two colleagues. Wesleyan was in a consortium, or probably still is, in a consortium with Trinity College and Connecticut College. So we shared the resources to purchase an ILS, a library system. And so my two colleagues there at the time, one was Carolyn Johnson, and she's still at Comm College, and the other was, her name was then Suzanne Risley. She's since changed her name to Suzanne something or other. I can't remember. Anyways, but the three of us would get together, because we had all these consortial things that we were supposed to be doing, and I came to consider both of them tremendously, tremendously good friends.
How has Nemla changed over the years, or at least over the years you were there?
When I was there, well. How did it change? This was really sort of at the time when, computerized library catalogs were becoming the norm, and computers themselves even were becoming the norm. I remember, getting one of the first computers, in libraries, and it was really when we just first started, having things like email. I still remember. It must have been my second year there. So it must have been maybe like 1987 or so, when this whole thing called email started, right? And all of a sudden you could converse this way. It wasn't just all with a telephone or with paper letters and things like that. So really that whole beginning of all the internet, and we didn't have the internet. There wasn't any graphical browser interfaces. What is that? It was all text, and it was by today's standards, of course, very, very, very low tech. And so one of the things that we went through, and a lot of the sessions that we talked about over those years was really, using computers. How to use them, what kinds of things they could be used for, and all that stuff. I mean, it probably seems very, very quaint today, but at the time, it was like, wow, this is real high-end stuff. This is great. Yeah, I remember one of the big questions was, "Ooh, do you have a screen that has orange letters or green letters?" That was really what was really two choices for screens. And,
yeah. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
Like I said, Nemla was very important for me because it was early in my career and forming all those friendships and bonds and meeting all of them and having the access to all those great colleagues when I was so young in my career. It really was terrifically invaluable for me to have that kind of support.
It's not because of any malice or anything.
All right, well, thank you very much for your time.
Okay, you're very welcome.